This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, second the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Happy Saturday, East Coast. What's happening, Kramer?
In two weekends on that Saturday, we will be enjoying some week zero college football.
And of course, get ready for week zero college football with the college football guide from VSiN here. Of course, VSiN.com/subscribe gives you access to the college football guide and all of the NFL betting guides, team previews, power ratings, proven betting systems, best bets from all the VSiN top analysts. Again, if you're not a VSiN pro, you're a VSiN amateur. Get it all, the best bets, the betting splits, access to the VSiN Watch app. It is a great tool. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. And in particular, the college football betting guide, one of the best in the market and built for bettors. You want it. If you're betting college football, go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Joining us on the line, hosts of the College Football Experience, who's going to be hanging out with us here for College Football Week Zero, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, the one and only Colby Dant. Colby, happy almost football.
Yeah, look, contest weekend the past couple of years has been great, but when you add in like 70 FCS games mixed with 10 FBS games, even though I'm there, I'm not sure how much I'll see you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna be locked in. We're gonna be doing our show Friday night, but Saturday it's just gonna be a orgy of college football.
Also, if you've ever been in Vegas with Colby, he is one of the greatest disappearers.
Gotta wander off, take care of some business. Who knows? That's the great thing about Vegas. Hey, we have some areas where we're gonna be, but also, time for some solo time as well. Colby, you mentioned College Football Week Zero. We're gonna talk win totals. We're gonna talk make miss playoffs, maybe even some make miss parlays. But why don't we just jump ahead to Week Zero? What is an early College Football Week Zero game that you already got an eye on? You already got a bet in.
Sacramento State is in the MAC this year.
Okay.
They're in the FBS and they're in the MAC, which stands for the Mid-American Conference, because Sacramento is in the middle of America, apparently. But we talked to Phil Steele about this, and like, they were not anticipating. They were trying to go FBS 2 years ago. The NCAA blocked them because they were going to go independent. They lost their coach, I think, because of that. Brandon Marion, he's the new offensive coordinator at Colorado. But then they offered the MAC a deal. The MAC took it. They were not expecting them to take it. So they kind of have an FCS roster because a bunch of transfers left. So they travel all the way to Ypsilanti to take on Chris Creighton's Eastern Michigan team. I think you lay the points with Eastern Michigan. I know that, you know, you traditionally the travel spots probably aren't as bad when it's week one and you can get out there super early. But this Chris Creighton team is pretty good. When you look at like what they return, I think they're actually a legit contender in the MAC this year. I think they'll be a bowl team. I don't think Sacramento State's ready for this, going to the factory and looking at the returning production that Eastern Michigan has. So I like laying the points with EMU.
Yeah, and that Phil Steele interview is going to drop on our podcast on Monday night. And you're right. It really did. It was pretty stark how he highlighted how the roster is an FCS roster. Yeah. So even when competing at the MAC, which we do have some fun long shot in that conference this year. But yeah, I liked. All right. So we got one in the kitty.
Yeah. Eastern Michigan laying 8.5 at home, College Football Week Zero. Real quick, and we'll get to your favorite win totals. But North Carolina, always in the news. A lot going on and off the field. But now they're catching 7.5 against TCU in Ireland. I know the Dogs have been really good historically in this Week Zero Ireland spot, kind of becoming a tradition, but where are you at with UNC versus TCU?
Well, I just mentioned in Vegas that I'm known for the Irish goodbye, right? Where yes. you just exit. Maybe Belichick should take my
Irish
advice.
Goodbye.
Yeah, after this game in Dublin and just vanish from planet Earth. But I took Carolina about a month ago, but since then Michael Lombardi has been suspended and most likely fired, and his son It seems like he's got some type of health problem. So his son, who's a pretty good defensive coordinator,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, is out. We don't really know what, but it's health related. A lot of stuff going on. I took the points and I got the worst of that number a month ago. Just because I like the dogs in Ireland. And I also think Bobby Petrino, look, you can make fun of Petrino all you want, but he had a top five offense last year at Arkansas. If they had any bit of a defense, he probably would have won nine games, barely lost to Ole Miss, barely lost to Texas A&M. I do think the offense was the problem, and Bobby Petrino is going to get that offense going no matter who they name at starting quarterback. I know they got the freshman, they got Billy Edwards, the veteran. So the defense, I don't really worry about too much, even with the loss of his son, because Belichick, that's his forte. But there's certainly a lot of, I just wish they could have a smooth offseason, and it yeah. seems to be impossible. But I'm still on the points in Carolina just because I think Petrino will have the offense going. And TCU, we should mention, kind of having an overhaul. They're no longer going to do the air raid, going to kind of the power rushing attack, and they bring in a Harvard transfer and Jaden Craig. That might take a couple games to get really used to.
And, well, other note on Petrino is he does have experience getting through controversy, as they say.
Yes. He's powered through it. He's really a super team of controversial guys off the field.
Also, as a contrarian, I mean, no one is betting on North Carolina.
And it already crossed through seven. Who knows? Maybe this gets up to 8.5 by the time week zero rolls around. I will be on the dog there with Colby. But, Colby, let's talk a little futures here. What are some of your favorite college football win totals?
I'll start with going to Colorado Springs with Air Force. So the Mountain West, in case, you know, some people maybe not as huge of college football fans as us, they're just tuning back in. The Mountain West has been gutted. So, you know, Boise State, San Diego State, Fresno State, Utah State, Colorado State, they're now in the Pac-12. And the Mountain West added UTEP, Northern Illinois, and North Dakota State. North Dakota State's a real power that is a real threat to win that thing. But Air Force, I think, can reap the benefits of this. First off, you've seen the service academies kind of have a renaissance in a transfer portal world. Army and Navy were very close to making the playoffs the past 2 years. So it might be Air Force's turn now. Troy Calhoun, he's said that this is his best offensive line he's ever had. And I can tell you from Troy Calhoun coming on our show, he doesn't really brag about anything on his team.
No.
So when he says that, you take note. 8 starters back on defense, 30 starts on the line of scrimmage. And they found something last year when shuffling quarterbacks with Liam Zarka. I think he's back. He's pretty explosive. Kind of reminds me of Bo Morgan and Blaine Morgan for the real Air Force fans that go back a ways. I think that, and then the schedule, UNLV's got to go to Colorado Springs. Right. So that's the odds on favorite to win the conference. I think Air Force has a legit shot. I think it's plus 600 to win the Mountain West. Love their win total over as well.
Yeah, we're sitting at 5.5, right?
Yeah, we have a nice piece of this in the College Football Preview Fund. Also, if you didn't catch it, a former Air Force player performing a flyover to kick off practice was pretty electric for Air Force. So I this is a fun one. Nice price. And, yeah, always nice to root for America.
Yeah, and in previous years when they've had, I think Phil Steele pointed this out to us, when they've had back-to-back losing seasons, they followed it up with an 11-2 run. So expect Air Force to bounce back. And I'm with you, Zarka is, he seems like the perfect Air Force quarterback. So they will be a fun team this year with you on the over and with you on them to win the conference. What else is jumping out at you win total-wise, Colby?
I'm going to take the under on USC. I know everyone, I do believe they are more talented than they used to be, but I also believe they should not be playing in the Big Ten. And they've only won one game going east, and that was Purdue. I mean, they lost at Maryland last time they played there. So I know there's no Notre Dame. They ducked out of that. But to me, when you look at the road schedule at Penn State, at yeah. Rutgers, at Wisconsin, at Indiana, and then last game of the season at UCLA, I even think that's going to be tricky because I think UCLA finally got their stuff together with bringing in Bob Chesney. But at Wisconsin, to me, I think that's a loss. And then you add in Indiana and Penn State on the road, and then home games against Oregon, Washington, and Ohio State, I think it's too much meat on the bone. I think it's an incredibly tough schedule. they got to prove that they can win some of these games back east before I can really put my money behind USC.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like there's more just – we live in L.A. There's a lot of excitement around the UCLA program right now.
Like, yeah.
Relative, you know, not that LA is a huge sports town, but there's something there. With USC, it just seems like rinse and repeat. They have all these guys. They have a coach that Colby is completely out on, and they have a bunch of spots that they're guaranteed to trip up.
Well, I mean, just and I think Colby's onto it with the travel schedule. Look at that game at Illinois last year. What has really changed? And I think they have a lot of similar spots here, maybe even more of them than they had last year. Obviously they lost at Notre Dame, but at Illinois to me just highlights their inability to go and win on the road there in these hostile Big Ten spots.
Yeah, not taking Miami to win the Heisman this year.
Do you have we got a minute here, Colby. What's one more college football win total?
I'll take the West Virginia over. I forget what their odds are for the conference. I don't think it's a crazy play for them to get to the Big 12 championship. Michael Hawkins fits Rich Rod's system, I think, through and through. Same with Cam Cook, the nation's leading rusher, comes over from Jacksonville State. And the schedule's super nice. They get a bunch of first-year coaches. To me, it's just a great schedule. Sprinkle some on. The win total over is going to hit with West Virginia.
They're going to ride the wave of the baseball team and Moneyline Mac.
Yes. Shout out to West Virginia. When we return, we will be talking college football playoff odds, make, miss, all that and much more. Colby Dant College Experience. When we return, Sports Gambling Podcast Live on Visa.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, second the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Happy Saturday, Sean.
Happy Saturday indeed to the East Coast, and joining us from the East Coast, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You know him, you love him from the College Football Experience. Colby Dant, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. Pick Dundee, who are you picking to make or miss the playoffs? What are your strongest college football playoff takes?
Expand it to 24.
Don't get him
start
started
there. I'm going to take... I think the big one here where you can get real good value on is Texas to miss the playoffs. The arch hype machine is happening again. And look, he did play better. There's no lie being told there. He did play better towards the second half of the season, but he also played worse pass defenses. So I still think there's something there. Like, you look at what they played towards the end of the season there, or his best games, just look at his top games were against San Jose State, 115th ranked defense, pass defense, that is. Sam Houston State, 133rd, Mississippi State, 78th, Vanderbilt, 118th, Arkansas, 104th, and then the only good one would be Michigan at 54th, but in the bowl game. But then you find out that Michigan, their head coach hadn't talked to their defensive coordinator in 3 months, right? Yeah, so it's like, how much do they even care about that bowl game? So I don't really know what to put into that, but I know this. I know that Steve Sarkisian has been terrible against top 15 teams. He's got a 20% or an 18% win percentage against top 15 teams. And you look at how many teams could potentially be playing on his team or on a schedule that are top 15. We know week two, Ohio State, they come to Austin. I think Ohio State's going to win that game. I think Ohio State's roster is better. I think Ryan Day is a better coach than Steve Sarkisian. It is a tough road game, but I'm on the Buckeyes there. They have the Red River Shootout where, you know, Venables has lost two in a row, right? Oklahoma's defense, I think, might be the best in the nation. So that game, super appealing to me. I think that could be a loss for Texas, but they also have a road trip at Tennessee. They also have trips to LSU and to Texas A&M and Missouri. So, That doesn't even include home games against Florida, who I think will be a lot better with Sumrall. Ole Miss, we'll see, but the Trinidad Chambliss back. We'll see if they can recapture that magic. But I just think there's too much here for, and a lot of good defenses too, when you really think about it. Going up against Ohio State, A&M, Oklahoma, these defenses where Arch didn't really scorch them a year ago. So I give me the under. Sark's got to prove to me he can beat these teams.
Yeah, at Texas A&M that last game. I mean, I think it might come down to them winning that game, and I don't think they're going to do it.
Last four, they have at Missouri, at LSU, home game for with Arkansas, and then at Texas A&M. That's brutal. To your point, the road games to me, the road slash neutral site games are all dumpable. And then you have the, like you said, the Oklahoma game. I love this. I'm seeing you can get plus 165 on Miss.
Yeah, so what do you, I mean, plus 165 on Miss?
Broader conversation about
are they getting in at 9-3?
No, that's the thing. Broader conversation about the SEC. Will they get a bunch of teams in at 9-3? How many of these other conferences will have multiple teams with double digit wins? I mean, it's not unheard of that the Big 12 and the ACC could end up with multiple 10 win teams. And so then the SEC will almost certainly have a log jam at 9-3, which then how will the tiebreakers work out for Texas? It's likely they could be having losses heads up against the teams that they're tied with. And so, yeah, I like this. And just in general, Texas is such a fun. We have a horns down shirt in the merch store.
Yes. Always love fate. Now, Colby, are you worried? You know how these college football bigwigs get together. You put them in a room, the Mannings, they got their influence. Are you worried about some sort of nefarious? I'm with you. I'm not high on Texas this year. But if there's one team that gets in that might not deserve it, could it be Texas?
You always have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why SMU got the death penalty. Texas and Texas A&M are doing the same thing. So they have a lot of power. Corruption is part of the sport. But if they, like, A&M's win total is right on that 9 wins. So if Texas was to be 9-3 and lose directly to A&M, that'd be a hard sell to the public of putting in. We just saw that game the last week of the season. And you're going to put Texas in over Texas A&M. But yes, it's a concern, obviously. I mean, the same way with Notre Dame to a certain extent, if you're going to play that. But yeah, I mean, that's certainly, they have more power and clout, I would say, than as you saw last year with them being the preseason number one.
Notre Dame doesn't go on the road 3 of the last 4 weeks against SEC schools.
No.
Have you listened to what Archie has been saying? He doesn't like any of this. He doesn't like how he's been crowned before he's done anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Manning family would want to push to allow him to get into a playoff scenario where he would get roasted even more for not deserving it. And so I don't know if I'm too worried about the nefarious stuff. I'll like this fade job. I'm big on Georgia for the
SEC.
Okay,
so Texas not to make it. Do you have a surprise team to get in the college football playoff, Colby?
Well, besides East Carolina, which I think actually has kind of a path. I just don't know who the roster is with how many transfer guys. Let's take a shot on Kansas State. So,
talk me into it.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in, Colby.
Well, they hire one of their own. Colin Klein comes over from Texas A&M, where they did make the playoffs last year. He was the original guy who recruited Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson was their biggest recruit in their program's history. And he has kind of struggled. I think even all of us would say we were kind of out of him or out on him, you know, throughout the past couple seasons. Well, the guy that recruited him there was not there for him. So I do think, because I expected Avery Johnson to leave in the portal, and he didn't, because he reconnected with Colin Klein. And I think that might really be the difference if he knows how to utilize him. I thought he did a good job with Marcel Reed last year, with the exception of that playoff game. And so I like that. The schedule's the best schedule, I think, in the Big 12, that or Texas Tech. So there's a clear path for them to get there. Now, they're breaking in. Obviously, they hit the portal, brought in a bunch of guys because their whole team left when the other coach left, or a lot of the team left. So there is that. But it's the Big 12. We saw the 15th-ranked team preseason win the Big 12 championship just 2 years ago. The path is there. They still have a lot of talent. Joe Jackson at the running back spot. right? They still have enough. And then if they get there, who knows if they're even playing Texas Tech? I know Texas Tech's buying everybody, but they have a big question mark at the quarterback spot with health. So get to the Big 12 championship game. You figure it out from there. But I think there's a decent shot you should take on Kansas State because of the schedule. Nowadays, half the battle is looking for the schedule. Like, who's going to have the kind of schedule in the conference? And I think Kansas State does.
On top of that, Colby and I both like Kansas State between 14 and 16 to 1 to win the conference. Because if you, what he's essentially saying is he's viewing the playoff bet as a make the championship game bet. And if you like them to make the championship, why not also continuation bet the conference? It's the Big 12. You should have a number of long shots every year. And then the last thing I'll say is we both like, and this is something we need to add to the fun, Colby, I think, but the Avery Johnson Heisman, that is 125 to 1.
Oh.
He laid out the narrative, right? You have some faith that he's going to be operating a good offense. And so it's the Big 12. The you know, we could see some points. I like all of that. Trifecta.
Colby, while we're here in the Big 12, let's close it out. Your Colorado Buffaloes, the win total's at 4.5. You were on the under. Why are you fading the Colorado Buffaloes? Things seem to be going great there right now.
You know what? I think I would change my pick.
Oh,
now.
Beautiful.
I think
that, I'm on the over 4.5.
You got to remember. Well, I think I would take the over now because I was their new offensive coordinator, Brennan Marion, he said this, and he used to be at Texas. He said this is the best offensive line he's ever had in his coaching career. That I pay attention to because that surprised me. So I think actually I would take the over now because of that. And, you know, they did have a different approach this offseason, getting a bunch of really good FCS and Group of Five guys as opposed to the reject, former five stars. I think those guys have a chip on their shoulder. I think Cignetti, part of the reason why he had his success was they have that chip on the shoulder. They feel disrespected. And I think the over will probably hit for the Buffs. I think they'll probably go to, I could see them going like 6-6, going to a bowl now.
Oh, love it.
Hopefully they are watching tape this year, film. There were some bad reports that came out about that. And secondly, I hope Prime isn't distracted when Shador gets cut. That could be a wrench in the situation.
Oh yeah, a lot of drama.
But it would be good for the CU aunties because they could focus back on.
Well,
CU
and we can't be watching any film because you're not allowed to report or film any sort of practices. But I'm with you, Colby. Buffs, when they no one circles the wagons like the Colorado Buffaloes. Good stuff as always. Colby Dan, College Experience, 138 team previews. Check them out. Kramer, when we return, tail of the tape, our paper ticket parlays.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What do you got there, Kramer?
A little bit of a wardrobe malfunction. The professional grade tape measure we normally travel with,
yes,
was unfortunately left in the studio in Los Angeles.
No.
Disaster situation. So, but fortunately,
what do you got there though?
All world producer Johnny managed to find I've just been testing it. It looks like we can get to about 6.5 feet. So hopefully that's long enough for you guys.
It's not quite the extra strength one we normally got, but big ups to producer Johnny. We were in the Uber over. And I was like, oh, no. Kramer, did you bring the tape measure? Oh, no, I didn't bring it. And well, then he texted producer Johnny, and he was good enough to hook us up here.
I realized it this morning very early, and I figured we would solve the problem on the fly. I also bumped into a fan who was stoked to hear that we were coming back on VSiN. Said this is his favorite segment.
Oh, well, beautiful.
The whole entire network. He said it's the best segment on VSiN.
Wow. Well, now I'm blushing. And it's not just because Ryan is fully extended
here. This is not fully extended, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just watching a lot of the advertisements that are running during all the sports. So, there's Blue Chew and there's Blue Chew Gold, which is like, so Blue Chew wasn't doing it. They got Blue Chew Gold.
So here we are.
So maybe we need some of that for this tape.
This is NBA Finals.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. This is March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got college football. Okay. Week zero.
Yeah.
And then here comes regular the NFL. Season. Oh, baby. Oh, no. See, we're not ready. We got to stretch. We got to.
We're gonna pull something, Kramer.
We got a Jordan Tyson situation.
And the AC is really nice and low, thanks to humans. I do like it cold in here, but it's not always the best for presenting yourself with the full tickets.
Kramer, keeps the sweats down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got two here.
Oh,
one is
only two.
Yeah, well, oh, okay. I got some other ones, but
okay, that's fine.
Two I'm willing to share here and expose to the world.
SFW.
This one, kind of cheating because one of the legs of this tripod is already in, but I don't think it's fully cheating because we discussed it.
Are you past posting
on the show?
Hold on, hit the siren. This is illegal here.
On our podcast, we gave out a preseason moneyline parlay. Kramer, if you could, let's see what this little guy clocks in at. Okay, extending. All right. Wow. This is, we're excited to be back. Even my little guy here is 6 1/8 inch certified here at the Circa. Bears on the money line, plus 145. Giants on the money line, plus 125. And it already came home. The big tip is already in. Bucks plus 235.
Is that a round robin?
No, this is just straight up.
Damn.
Plus 1746, Ryan. Plus 1746. But I feel like it's not past posted because we did give it out on the podcast. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Well, if you'd like to be authentic and not past post,
yeah,
here,
well, then
I can tell you what the two leg one is.
Oh, you only got two legs?
Well, this is the opening act. Yeah, be careful. It flutters in the wind.
This is the...
They usually call butterfly is usually
this,
used.
Maybe this tape measure had a couple cocktails, a couple whiskeys before
it's
the show. It's really... I've been there, tape
nothing
measure.
Worse.
Just think of stop thinking of baseball. Think of past experiences to get
Jalen Hurts.
Come on, think of Jalen Hurts.
All right, so this is only two legs. Nice 5.5 inches, very modest.
Beautiful.
I hear the generally the OnlyFans girls like to say that's just fine for me.
Perfect. Yeah, we got to put out parlay videos with just these parlays are the perfect size. The smaller, the better. It's not the motion of the what is it? It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, I never really understood
something
that.
Like that.
I never understood that because
no, it's just a you know.
Well, I guess a smaller boat's more nimble on rough seas. Is that what you're trying to say?
There you go.
At least your boat won't break in half.
You don't want one of those big tankers. It's tough to steer.
Well, snap. We've seen the cargo falls off.
Norm MacDonald has a great bit about it, and I can't repeat any of the words, but just Google Norm MacDonald and some of these keywords, and you'll enjoy it.
Honestly, just get lost in a Norm MacDonald.
It's the best part of social media.
Watches
Norm MacDonald clips.
Google Norm MacDonald OJ Simpson. You'll have a lot of fun. All right. So this is just the Giants and the Bears.
Okay.
And it's plus 450. So
didn't want the Bucks in there, huh?
Well, I'm not past posting.
Okay.
But here, give me the tape measure. Here's the real one. Hold on. Where's the, you want extra large?
Yeah, okay. I can handle it.
No, you know what? We have a little bit of time. Let's start.
I'm excited. I'm ready to accept big parlays.
Let's start with a large.
Okay.
You can tell I'm excited to be back in Vegas. 6 inches exactly.
Woo.
Three legs. Bears to win the division.
Okay. Like it.
Niners to win the division. Plus 345. That's still crazy. Bears are plus 350. Niners are plus 345. Falcons are plus 350. I know you don't like that one as much. 100 pays 891125. So the ticket will pay out $9,011.25.
It's a beautiful.
Now, if you're driving, pull over. Send your wife into the other room for some cookies.
You don't want your wife or girlfriend to hear this one.
7 3/4 or 7 1/4. Sorry,
that's unhealthy.
And it may include
doctors' advice that could cause a problem.
May include the same three I just said: Bears +350 to win the North, Niners +345 to win the West, Falcons +350 to win the South, Bengals +165 to win the North, Jags +245 to win the South, and for the icing on the cake, the Chargers to win the West +185. $50 will pay out a capped $100,000.
Why not you, Ryan?
And that's a good point. I will be showing this to Derek later.
Oh yeah, Derek loves.
If there's nothing,
Derek loves late night CNR parlays.
Don't take this the wrong way, but he has gotten very excited before we've shown him a 6-inch parlay.
Well, and he won't even ask if you just have your parlays sitting around. He'll just grab them and let me see what you got here.
Yeah.
Derek will happily look at anyone's parlay. I don't mean to speak for the band.
He behaves just like I do. What do you got in your hand there?
All right, this is mine. I'm going to give myself 6 3/4.
This is
the official one. And this is stuff we've already talked about. Wow. Bears +3, Giants +2.5, Chiefs laying the 2.5, Seahawks laying the 2.5. Nice little +1228, Ryan.
Wow. You went heavy on the preseason, huh?
Yeah, 4 games. Feel pretty good about it.
Nice.
We've been off to a nice start in our preseason picks.
I was laughing the Thursday night with how much money I made in preseason. It is ridiculous. You feel a little bit, you feel like, man, if I had only staked this like it was NFL week one, that I would have won even more money. And then I just think, wow, how ridiculous that I was able to. And I was doing some trade. It's been a great preseason week one so far.
Yeah, no, knock on wood that it continues. And it's been off to a good start. And I feel like just good mojo rolling into the regular season. Get your bankroll up here in the preseason, then you're cruising into NFL week one.
I did dump some of it back into the slot machine.
Oh, no. Yeah, see.
Not the huff and puff mishap. A little huff and puff mishap.
What, the wolf blew your house down?
I did. I hit something. It was one of those where you hit something and then you get the worst possible outcome.
That is the NFL slot machine, which I love. But when you get the clutch kick, which is the best bonus, and then you get the dud bonus, you're like, oh, man. Come on,
basically, I thought I was in for like a minimum of an $800 hit, and I won $200.
So, disappointing.
Yeah, I was in for a little bit more than that.
Yeah, that's how I didn't ask Kramer how the slot went because I knew it wasn't good. Because if it goes good, I'm getting screenshots, I'm getting videos.
We'll see. I might go
see it
on
social media.
Maybe go back to the high limit later tonight.
Yeah. Do you get any
those points?
Free play.
Yep. Used my free play already.
After I
dropped the money in the, went to the free play machine. It was a traditional ATM this time. We were able to extract the equal value. So
now where are you at with your slot journey? It started with the NFL slot machine. You've branched out. You were with the fat little piggies for a while. Then you went to the huff and puff.
We got multiple categories. We have the football slot machines.
Okay.
So talking with Paulie on Follow the Money today, the new football frenzy one across the street at Golden Gate. I think we'd probably have to get, based on his reviews, we have to go back and give that another shot.
Okay.
But then you have the advantage slot play, finding these machines like the dirty little piggies, the chickens, when those are about to pop. And then lately, only because I've hit now 3 big bonuses on the machine, but I'm a huff and puff guy.
Really?
I'm a huff and puff guy. It's in the high limit area too, which is nice.
High limit huff and puff.
I've learned that's the best trick. You just get in the high limit area. The slots pay better there.
Yeah. Good time. Okay, so you're going to be playing some slots tonight?
Craps for sure. We'll
Craps
see about
slots. And then going back to huff and puff.
Slots are the, if I have to disappear by myself, that's where I'll go.
I'm excited. Got to get some, craps mojo back. Ready to roll. It is always fun hanging out here. Circa Kramer. One segment left where we walk through our best bets. I'm going to toss in one more parlay that we haven't discussed. Nice division parlay. Stay tuned for that. Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Stacking the Money Green with my partner of picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Show's almost over already, Sean.
I know. It's flown by. So excited to be back. And big thanks, obviously, to VSiN for having us back. Love doing the show here. Love working with everyone. And big thanks to all the VSiN listeners, Ryan. We've been hearing from a bunch of people. Excited to see us back on the VSiN airwaves. Even got a nice message from Brody Hinkle. Shout out to you, Brody, saying he was so jacked for football season and SGP is back. So obviously love hearing you from you guys. Hit us up on X at Gambling Podcast. But yeah, chime in anytime live during the show. Love reading people's message, your picks. Always down to chop it up. So great to hear from the audience and just great to be back.
Yeah, sounds like he wasn't having the whiskey problem in terms of excitement for the show.
He was, 6-12 or whatever? He was fired up, and why not? Football's back. We got preseason winners. We got parlays, sports betting. Blackjack just did tail the tape, so everything's happening, Kramer. Cannot be more excited.
Just thinking about the craps table, maybe get some food.
Yep, get some food here at the Circa, and then... back to it hanging out at the Circa.
More football. All right.
How many more NFL team previews do we have left?
Five.
Okay. So, and again, if you're just watch us on VSiN, obviously follow us on the podcast as well. Love hearing from you guys over there. But on the podcast, doing 32 NFL team previews, giving away $1,000 NFL future bet, which is fun. So check that out. And good times there, Kramer.
Yeah, pretty much an hour on each team at least. We have Houston, Seattle, Buffalo, Rams, and Baltimore remaining.
Okay, so closing it out, we got our best bets. And obviously a lot of these line up with the paper ticket parlay.
Yeah.
Bears plus three. Again, why is Tyson Bagent a dog against this Cleveland Browns team? I have no idea. I'll ride with the Giants again. Harbaugh. In preseason, it's old reliable, but they're 2.5-point dogs. Chiefs laying the 2.5. Fields, I think, is the difference. And it's a fade of Sean McVay and a fade. I think we could be on to something, Ryan, of these teams who have a joint practice that don't play the other team in the joint practice.
We might not. This situation is very rare, so it might not be something we see a ton.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
I'm down to ride it. And again, Justin Fields to me is the quarterback difference there. Seahawks, similar thing with the, at home against the Cowboys, but the other end of teams who had a joint practice that are not playing the team in the preseason game. And these joint practices, these guys go hard. So
that I would say it's like who's going to fight.
And if you're going hard in the joint practice, a lot of those guys don't end up playing in the game.
Exactly.
Or if you're playing in the joint practice and then you got to play in a game off a few days rest and there's travel involved. I think these teams,
you're also more likely to see the real players sit because they got their work done in the joint practices.
Yes. On top of that, parlaying those is my paper ticket parlay. Bears, Giants, Chiefs, Seahawks, all laying and or getting the points there. And then bonus parlay, which I thought I put in at the window, but I realized now I had forgotten.
Oh,
so I want to make sure I give it out. Division winner parlay. Bears to win the NFC North.
Okay.
I get it. They're kind of a hype team, but to me,
big time. Yeah. Madden cover, no problem.
But it's a cluster of them, Packers and Lions, and they all kind of grade out similarly. I understand why the Bears are a big regression team, but the odds for the Bears are just so much higher than the other two.
But also the year two coach quarterback thing.
The continuity.
I think can defeat regression.
Caleb making a leap. I think makes a ton of sense.
Sorry, continue.
There. Steelers to win the AFC North.
Yeah.
Again, this to me is a price thing. Aaron Rodgers is getting old. I get it.
That's bold putting it in a parlay. I like that.
But I mean, yes. How much was it, Tomlin, or how much is it just the Steelers are a good franchise?
What if Tomlin's a bad coach?
Well, that could be true too.
McCarthy won a lot of games.
He did.
In the regular season.
He's had his issues in the playoffs, much like Mike Tomlin. And you look at that Steelers roster. I really like Patrick Graham, and we get into this on the team preview in more in depth, but Patrick Graham being their DC, I love what I'm hearing about what they're doing, moving TJ Watt around. And I like what they got going on with the running game. I think that, you know, adding another weapon in the passing game with Pittman. And to me, I'm a little skeptical that the Ravens are just going to pick up where they left off. I think that roster has some legit concerns. And then Joe Burrow, we mentioned it, Ryan. He's only gotten double digits once in his career. I'm worried about that offensive line. And going back to I've seen enough, Bengals offensive line is pretty rough. And I think the Steelers offensive line is taking a nice jump up, and you're getting 575.
Yeah.
And then the last one is,
I'll be on that as a standalone bet just to,
yeah. And then the last one is the Saints to win the NFC South.
Mm.
I like Tyler Shuck. I like Kellen Moore. I like Chris Olave. I like Travis Achan. I like them in year two.
What about Tyson?
Yeah.
Not worried about that.
Well, I guess part of my handicap wasn't him having, anything we were going to Tyson, I was taking as a bonus.
Okay.
I think he has nice connection there with Juwan Johnson, and I think they're going to be able to move the ball. And I don't think that defense is that bad. This to me, again, I think the NFC South is way wide open. Look at how injured the Panthers are. The Bucks obviously have their issues as well. So this to me is just a wide open division. I'll take the Saints at plus money. So all teams that I think have a legit shot, and they're all either second or third in their division odds. Let's say those three get home. The rest of the divisions are more chalky. That is 105-3-3. So 105-1 on that division parlay.
Yeah, Steelers really juices it up nicely.
It's beautiful. Kramer, what are your best bets?
All right, so I'm getting in on that Eastern Michigan. Laying the points with Sac State.
I'm going to add that as well. Phil Eastern Steel, Michigan.
Really, like I said, tune into our show. The non-NFL program we will have this week is a college football final predictions and Phil Steele interview. Well, he will really convince you this is going to be a good play. Air Force to win the Mountain West. We have plus 550. I confirm that. This might be my heaviest conference future, not from a win perspective, but how much I risked on it between what I have as with us as a group and by myself, and that flyover makes me want to go put some more preseason action. Give me the Bears plus 3. Give me the Giants plus 2.5. Give me the Bears and Giants on the money line parlayed, as we talked about in Tale of the Tape, plus 450. And give me the joint practice under 36.5 for the Jags and Saints. And then for the future, some of the stuff we discussed, these defensive player of the year are still playable. Cassius Howell, TJ Parker, and R. Mason Thomas. And then, yeah, let's do some division parlays as well. So basically what I did was, if you weren't paying attention, I didn't give out the second three banger, but I have 2 3 bangers that I combined for a 6 banger. So Bears, Niners, Falcons, we talked about this one already. Your argument for the Saints is my argument for the Falcons. We're just playing the variance card in a division that appears like it's going to have some variance. The Niners, I'm not even a Niners fan. But the fact that they're plus 345 coming off a year where they had the catastrophic year.
Shanahan does well with injured teams.
And so, yeah, is it also that I'm betting against the Rams and the Seahawks a little bit this year? Yes, absolutely. And then the Bears, again, I get the regression argument, but the price is ridiculous. Plus 350. I don't know what we're doing here. So those three together, that's the one that pay 100 will pay you $9,011. I also did an AFC one, Bengals, Jags, Chargers, a little shorter price, but this pays 25-1. 100 will win you 25-11. And then I just put, why not put them together? This is kind of like a diabolical round robin, but all 6 legs: Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, Cincy, Jacksonville, and the Chargers. 50 pays you 100 grand. Now, I realize that the other plays I'll be making I will be playing the Steelers because of the price there. Again, it's a bet against the Ravens, so I having both positions probably makes sense. But other than that, you notice how I got through all those division parlays and didn't include the Giants?
Yeah.
That's a better price if you play the exacta. 1 Giants, 2 Eagles, 14-1. Maybe you play John Harbaugh, 8-1 coach of the year. We can do this all day. I got a lot of those. If you want to have a private conversation with me about Giants futures that I like, hit me up. Wow. At Kramer Centric.
All right. Good times as always here on VSiN. But of course, coming up next tomorrow, get your betting day started with our good buddy Tim Murray on the weekend morning line at 9 a.m. East. Then at noon, Matt Brown takes over on Ready, Set, Bet, followed by Live Bet Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's all right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Big thanks to our guests, Colby Dant and Adam Rosenberg. Check them out on the PropCast and the College Experience. And, of course, as always,
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Oh, the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green. He's Ryan.
See you next week, kind of.
Kramer, let it ride.